So let's go back to you have you then joined Chambers One again.
That's right.
But this time in a different role. And what was your title? What is your title?
I'm currently, and have been for the last 20 months, an associate legal officer in Chamber One.
And the duties are?
Well, essentially, if you were compare it to the American system, we're essentially clerks for our judges.
Like we would say law clerks to an appellate court, to a judge.
To a judge back in the United States.
Right.
Although in this environment, because of the sort of newness of the law, and the diversity of the judicial bench that we have in this environment, instead of it being sort of a position that you could have maybe for 1 year before moving on to do something else, it's really sort of, you know, being an advisor to the judges can be a career path in this environment. So each judge in Chambers has their own associate legal officer. And within that also there are others who are floaters, like myself, who were brought in or hired to help with specific projects. So I am attached to the judges of the Trial Chamber One, although not assigned to one of them in particular. And the reason I was hired is to help with the writing or the preparation of the Military One judgment, and I've been doing that now for 20 months.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And the presiding judge of that chamber is who?
Is Judge Mose, Judge Erik Mose, who is a judge from Norway and has now been with the tribunal, I think, at the end of 2008 or 2009, almost 10 years.
And he was the president judge for 4 years, I understand.
That's right.
And before that was assistant president judge.
Exactly. So yes. He's also, he was president during my time here. So he resigned from his presidency, or his term came to an end in August 2007.
Yeah. I don't think he resigned.
He didn't resign. His term came to an end.
We can only have 2 2-year terms at most.
Exactly. Sorry. Yeah. So my terminology was slightly wrong there. So his term came to an end, and then it moved to Judge Byron. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He couldn't pull a Roosevelt stick around for 3 years.
No, he couldn't.
Yes. Yeah. So essentially, I mean, while you are a floater, your primary responsibility is to the presiding judge of that chamber on that case.
On that case, and to that judgment drafting team.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, and is there somebody who's a staff person who's the chief of that drafting
team? Yes, I think I mentioned previously that within the hierarchy there is a trial coordinator or a judgment coordinator. That is my current supervisor or boss, and his name is Matthew Carlson.
Okay.
And he is responsible for apportioning the work of the judgment, structuring it and giving it to the associate legal officers to research and draft on behalf of the judges. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the name Susan Lamb earlier, and I was wondering what her position is.
Susan Lamb, during the tenure of President Mose as president, was his chef de cabinet.
Okay.
When he lost his position, or his position as president came to an end, Susan within our chamber is the sort of most senior legal officer. She's responsible for staffing issues, for complicated judgment drafting and advice. But our main coordinator of the project that we're involved with right now is Matthew Carlson.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to figure out
That's
the relationship.
Okay. Yeah.
Very good.